It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a guest offers ideas from other states for reforming Wisconsin's youth correctional system.
First, it's been a year since a Wisconsin state law required some food share recipients to be actively looking for employment in order to get assistance. The Department of Health Services released a report yesterday that found that since the law passed, about 41,000 people no longer have access to food stamps, and about 12,000 people have found jobs.
The report came out on a day that Governor Scott Walker was traveling the state, highlighting the new jobs as well as the $60 million that lawmakers had approved to help food share recipients find jobs.
Here to tell us more is Hope Kerwin. She is a reporter at WPR's La Crosse Bureau. Hope, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, give us some context around these numbers. Who are the 41,000 that lost access this past year to food stamps?
Yeah, so these are people who are age 18 to 49 years old, recipients of food share, who don't have any children living at home. And there's several other exemptions for people, you know, if they have a physical or a mental disability, if they're pregnant, if they're enrolled in school. So, you know, really, these are just adults who are on food share, who are required to work, who did not work during the first, you know, that first 3 months or since, and, you know, therefore didn't meet the work requirements.
So what exactly are the work requirements?
So they're required to work 80 hours a month or participate in a work program like the Food Share Employment and Training Program or do a combination of the two.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, you know, that could look a lot really different. There's no cap on how much they have to make. It's really just the hours.
And in terms of looking for that job, what kinds of options and assistance do they have to find a job?
The Food Share Employment and Training Program, which is an option for them to participate in, I mean, that helps with things like job searching, skills assessment, worker training, and experience. And so, you know, it's varied. I did talk to someone who participated in this program, and, you know, he had a largely positive experience. He said that he, was employed at a company, was working unpaid part-time for about 3 months. And after that three-month period, the company actually hired him on full-time. So, you know, he said that it was difficult for him during those 3 months. He was used to working temp jobs and picking up work here and there. And so it was difficult to be unpaid. But, you know, he felt for him it led to a better pay opportunity and, you know, a better work experience.
And we know that 12,000 people who were applying for food shares got jobs. Now, that's well below the 41,000 that lost access. Do we know about whether the 12,000 that did get jobs did take advantage of employment and training programs?
Yeah, so that is actually, there's a critique of the program that's coming from people saying that, you know, of that 12,000, there really wasn't data included about whether they were able to lift themselves out of eligibility for food stamps, you know, which is kind of a critique of the program in general, that it's not really doing enough for the people, for the number of people that have been affected and had their benefits taken away, and that it's not leading to the jobs that are able to kind of lift themselves out of poverty, out of eligibility for food stamps.
Now, Hope, looking back at how these new regulations regarding food shares came about, what was the rationale from policymakers about why they wanted to require these able-bodied adults without children to have to look for work?
Right. So, I mean, Governor Walker talked about, you know, in his visit to La Crosse and to other places in the state, you know, that the state really wanted to kind of help these people be able to provide for themselves and not be reliant on government assistance. And, you know, actually work requirements were you know, were a thing in the past for food stamp recipients, and that it's just a recent movement of kind of bringing those back in for eligible adults. And so, you know, I guess the rationale from Governor Walker and from the state is that, you know, they're really trying to, I guess, you know, like I said, lift people out of poverty, get them off of food stamps program. But, you know, critics have really said that taking away subsidies is really not the best way to do that.
We're speaking with Hope Kerwin from WPR's La Crosse Bureau, talking about a recent report looking at a drop in food stamp recipients after a law passed last year requiring certain food share recipients to seek employment, get some training, and hopefully approach getting a job that way to receive those benefits. And Hope, talking to perhaps people like food banks, what have they said about how this law has affected people?
Right. Well, I talked to the executive director of the Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee, and she said that, you know, this work requirement and taking away the benefits from people has really put a strain on food banks and other charities in the state. You know, she says that, you know, since July, when people first started losing their benefits, that they've just seen thousands more people in Milwaukee visiting food banks and other charities. And, you know, she said that it's really not a good system to have these sorts of charities kind of provide that service, provide food that, you know, really receiving the federal food stamps benefits is the best way to serve these people. And she actually pointed out something interesting that, you know, the money that is coming from the federal government through food stamps, it's not a state program. And so that's actually money that could have been spent at local grocery stores as well. That's just kind of missing from the state of Wisconsin.
And you've also talked about the response from the governor. What has he said, given these new numbers, about whether or not this effort, this new regulation, is considered a success or not?
He didn't really respond to the number of people who have lost benefits. He did just talk about the $60 million investment that the state has made in the program in switching to a regional model. Previous to 2015, it was more individual contracted agencies. And, you know, now it's kind of into seven different agencies serving 11 regions. And a lot of that funding has gone to switching to that model. And, you know, he talked about the success of switching to the regional model, and also the success of drug rehabilitation programs that have been put into place for people who, you know, maybe fail a drug test on their way to employment, and how the state has really been working to boost that program and send people to rehab so that they can then, you know, get to employment.
Do you know if in coming years the state will try to track whether people who find employment find it through the food share employment and training program, or they find it on their own?
Right. Well, I don't know if the state has plans for that. You know, I did hear from a DHS representative that said, you know, the numbers that gain employment, that 12,000, you know, that doesn't account for people who sought employment elsewhere and who didn't go through the training program. So, you know, that number is unsure. We're not really sure how many people who are on food share who just went out and got a job somewhere else. You know, these numbers really just reflect those participants in the program.
And based on where we are today, these new numbers, what does the future of this program look like?
Well, there haven't been any announced changes. I think that it's just going to, you know, continue to adapt and change to this new regional model, going from smaller agencies. And yeah, I guess we'll see what the next year brings, how many more people continue to participate in the food share program.
We'll leave it there, Hope. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Hope Kerwin. She's a reporter for WPR's La Crosse Bureau. And she joined us there to talk about a recent report looking at the drop in food stamp recipients after a law passed last year requiring certain food share recipients to seek employment.
Coming up, as Wisconsin deals with scandals and staffing shortages at youth correctional facilities, a national expert shares lessons from other states. And later in the show, we're going to look at the musical and cultural legacy of Prince, who passed away earlier today. In the meantime, you can head over to the Central Time Facebook page and leave your memories of Prince. Tell us about your favorite songs. Maybe if you were lucky enough to see him perform, we'd love to hear about that. We've got a link to some coverage, by the way, from NPR. Right now, we'll take a look at some of the latest news with Noah Ovshinsky.